most of us would deny that we've been guilty of using financial resources to fund our disobedience to God. But today, we commit this error without even realizing it. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Jesus told a parable about a certain man who was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. When he sent his servant to gather those who had been invited, the busyness of life prevented them from coming. In fact, 2/3 of the excuses were made by people distracted by their money and possessions. They allowed financial matters to negatively influence their decision. Jesus warned his listeners of the consequences for those who allow money, possessions, or anything that keeps people from heeding his call. In fact, he said, "Not one of the guests who refused to come will get a taste of the banquet." All of our financial decisions have gravity. The time and attention they require may distract us from listening to and obeying God. When financial resources or credit are available to us, we can be tempted to do things our way and in our own strength, rather than in dependence on God in accordance with His will. We can live for the moment, presume on the future, and suffer the consequences. Or we can remember that we're citizens of heaven and that stewarding God's money is a serious responsibility. Like the Apostle Paul said, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Now, a debt management plan involves counseling and education, so you don't have the same problems a decade from now. I highly recommend Christian Credit Counselors. For more information, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org/CCC.